Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Gonna say good Friday, but it is good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. It's good Faithless Friday for us. Big day for the Christians, though.
Is it a good day for Jesus?
Allegedly wasn't.
I mean, we say good Friday, but that's when he got nailed to wood.
Well, yeah,
or cross.
Good
apparently.
For us.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, because he got nailed to those boards and was killed by the Romans,
mm-hmm.
That now we can sin openly. We could do whatever we want.
Well, I don't think that was the goal, but yeah, it kind of absolved us of the previous shit.
Oh, good. But
we've got a whole new pile to
maybe
atone for. However you're listening to us this lovely Friday, we appreciate it, whether it's as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks also for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. It does not cost you anything.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
Just helps us out here with a wee little commissione.
Ooh, you know, Easter. I always liked Easter because of the chocolate bunny gifts in a basket aspect of it. That's what I appreciated.
I like to eat.
Yeah. I got, 1 year for Easter, I got the action figures for Mork and Mindy.
Oh, awesome.
I got like a Mork with the egg.
Right. Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome.
1 year I got Star Trek, the action figures to the first Star Trek motion picture.
Excellent. Yeah, I had all of them because we made movies with them.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck am I? I did that. I did the Amazon. Did I do the Amazon? Yes,
no,
I did. I didn't do social media. Join us during the show at Crab Diving on a Twitter, CrabDiving. And anytime, we also have a Facebook page, and we also are occasionally on the Instagram.
You know, for a while, my family and I, we lived in like the hills, the mountains of Virginia, and I had a neighbor who had this weird thing with the action figures. He would like disfigure them and stuff. And he was a fucking weirdo, man.
Oh, he's
God.
He'd be serial killing now.
Yeah. Like he would put the action figures under his dad's tires of the car so the cars would run them over for some fucking reason.
Ooh.
Like what are
he's like that kid in Toy Story.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. This Faithless Friday, everybody, or, you know, this Good Friday.
Oh, yes.
The day that
Jesus got nailed to the cross.
I was going to say, I guess Christians celebrate it. I mean,
which
in some capacity. It's supposed to be quite sad.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Well, they venerate it.
Right. What's your favorite Jesus movie-wise? I know what you're going to say, I think, but who's your favorite Jesus in the movies of all the people that played Jesus?
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, that's mine. I don't know. There's one other guy.
I mean, the Christians don't really like that version.
Why?
Well, because Jesus does some fucking and shit and Mary Magdalene's titties and all that.
He doesn't deserve to have a little fucking before he gets nailed to a couple of boards. He's fucking the Mel Gibson movie. A crow pecks his eyeball out. I'd be like, I'm not dying for anybody's sins. You can fuck off, get this bird off my goddamn head.
That was torture porn.
Fuck you, Dad. That's what I'd say. Horrible, horrible, horrible religion. I mean, I'm so glad it's not real. You know what I mean?
There's several of them.
Jeez.
That need some work. Over at the HuffPub, the commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
Rag that it is.
Ooh.
Capital attack suspect rammed vehicle into police, one officer dead.
Oh, shit.
The suspect has also been shot. I guess they said he jumped out with a knife.
Right.
At least one U.S. Capitol police officer has been killed after being struck by a suspect in a vehicle. Another officer was hospitalized with injuries, and the suspect is dead. Acting USCP chief. Yogananda.
Yogananda. Great name.
Yogananda Pittman said at a press conference following the incident. Yogananda. Yogananda. Yeah.
Yogananda Pittman?
Yeah.
Man, if I was writing the script right now, I would steal that name for a character.
Officers shot the suspect when he exited the vehicle, ignored the officer's verbal commands to back down, and then lunged toward them with a knife. Police identified the officer killed as William Evans, 18-year veteran of the department. That sucks. The incident marks the first breach of Capitol security since January, when a mob of President Donald Trump's supporters stormed the building in hopes of preventing lawmakers from certifying Joe Biden's 2020 election.
You know, I'm not one of these people that will blame Trump for every... Well, wait. No, I will. I would actually blame...
Go ahead.
I would blame Trump for everything. And this is that. This is this... I mean, are things less stable than they were?
Yeah.
I mean, they're better now, I guess, right? But still, you know, we're still... The ripples... Well, I would hope so.
Things are better.
I mean, we don't have a guy. I mean, just think about it. Right now in the White House, there's nobody snorting Adderall, waddling around, shitting himself, and screaming about nuking Greenland or anything weird.
Well, and there'd be a whole lot of nothing getting done as far as infrastructure or anything like that.
Why? Because they can't do it. They wouldn't do it. Right. They couldn't do it if they wanted to do it.
So that's the headline, this horrible incident. But Drudge is all over the suspect.
Yes.
Because he's African American. Well, he's black. I don't know if he's right. African American. And I guess they're saying at Drudge, they're saying he's a Nation of Islam.
Right.
He was killed. As soon as that headline opens, I will fucking read it. There it is.
Is this terrorism?
Brother Noah X kills Capitol cop, it says.
Yeah.
It's the New York Post, so this is Murdoch's rag. The driver who killed the U.S. Capitol cop before he was gunned down by police is a Nation of Islam devotee from Indiana, according to reports.
Oh, God.
And his social media. Noah Green, 25, who may have been living in Virginia, described himself as, quote, a follower of Farrakhan.
Okay.
On his Facebook page, in reference to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who I lived not far from in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
And he was in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know the guy? Or?
No. I passed by his house all the time, though.
Right.
Lots of people with suits, and right. I'm assuming quite armed.
Why? Because he needed...
Oh, yeah.
Was he popular in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. Nor in the neighborhood.
That neighbor, the South Side?
Upscale, especially in Beverly.
Oh, it's Irish.
A little more.
Let me guess.
A little more upscale, snooty Irish.
You're saying there's some racist Irish.
Hard to believe, yeah.
On the South Side of Chicago.
I know you'll find that
just
unbelievable. He appears to have come on to hard times from his Facebook page, reviewed by the Post, before the account was taken down. One post said, I was on the right track and everything I had planned was coming into existence. It required long hours, lots of studying and exercise to keep me balanced while experiencing an array of concerning symptoms along the path.
Okay.
I believe the side effects of drugs I was intaking unknowingly. Uh-oh.
What?
He thinks it was drugs he was taking unknowingly.
Okay. Like someone was
which he wrote on March 17th.
Right.
Signing the message, Brother Noah X. However, the path has been thwarted as Allah has chosen me for other things. Throughout life, I've set goals, attain them, set higher ones. Mm-hmm. Then we're required to sacrifice those things.
Sounds like fundamentalism, radicalization, fucking...
Well, but if he thinks he's being drugged, that could be mental illness, like schizophrenia.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Right.
I guess they'll try to find out.
Jeez.
But he's... But they killed him.
Right.
So that those are the headlines.
Wow. I mean, that's, you know, that's sad. Fucking.
Well, yeah. And, oh, a religious aspect.
Yeah. It's this religious zealotry.
Yeah. Somebody in his head, regardless of what was going on, he thinks somebody in his head, whether it's his God or pathology, talking to him, telling him to that this is something he should do. Go run over some cops and go out in a blaze.
I mean, you know, I watched watching the Discovery, Enterprise Discovery, or whatever the fuck it is, Star Trek Discovery. And
no spoilers.
It's a, you know, a very evolved group of people, you know, in Starfleet. They
For the most part.
They have lots of interesting science shit going on. And they're diverse, and there's not like a lot of dumb racists and wacky religious.
Some.
But, you know, how are we going to get there when we have this kind of idiocy?
Well, right. And some places getting dragged backwards. Things aren't going well in France right now.
Yeah.
They could end up with Marine Le Pen as their prime minister, president, whatever the fuck Macron is.
I am getting pretty fucking sick of the fact that just because, and this is not going to make any sense, but just because people vote like shit in southern states, does it mean that, I don't know, it's can someone protect us from these horrible fucking idiots that pick dumb fucking people to be in charge? Like, how did...
Well, no, because...
Why would anyone vote for Ron DeSantis? Why would anyone?
Because really rich people want to keep sucking all the money out of the system, and use their bought and paid for politicians to tell their people that they're coming for your guns. Biden's going to come and kick in your door and
nobody's
steal
ever
your guns.
Came for anybody's fucking guns, though.
And Kamala Harris is going to come and make it peg you right in the butthole.
You know, it's so rich, you GOP fuck faces. You guys have the nerve to complain about anything that Biden's doing when, you know, it wasn't that long ago that as Trump was in office, he installed all these wacky cronies into these cabinet positions to do nothing but just to rape the fuck out of our resources and our government, privatize.
And I'm not going to blame myself, I'll be honest.
God, I mean, you know, I wonder what's up with that guy, Trump, right now.
Gives a fuck.
You know,
his
I mean,
cholesterol level.
I mean, is he?
Although he may be exercising more,
no,
he's
no.
out playing
no
golf
way
every
he's
day.
Exercising. he's gonna run out that life battery, his rape battery.
The Michael Rappaport is trending.
Okay.
Because I guess he recently had a little interaction at a basketball game with Kevin Durant. The NBA announces a $50,000 fine for the Nets' Kevin Durant after his recent exchange with actor Michael Rappaport.
What the fuck is he doing yelling at a player on the game? Why would you do that, dude? I mean, it's hard for me not to think that...
is a DM exchange I think Rappaport put out there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. It's like Michael Rappaport wasn't at the game yelling at him from the sidelines.
No.
Okay. Because that would be loony.
The NBA is fining Kevin Durant for social exchange with actor, sources tell ESPN. On Thursday, Kevin Durant addressed the, oh, okay, he addressed it. I want to read about the heated exchange.
Yeah,
oh, here
yeah.
we go. Michael Rapaport shares Kevin Durant DMs showing heated exchange.
Jeez. Why would Kevin Durant be
Michael Rapaport? This is his Instagram.
Yeah.
As most of you know, I receive threats and disgusting messages daily. But never in my wildest dreams did I think at Easy Money Sniper, that's I guess that's Kevin Durant, would be among them. The snake emoji, I believe it says, it looks like. The snake is himself is now threatening me, bringing up my wife, wants to fight. This is supposed to be America's sweetheart, right? KD didn't get hacked, in quotes, either. Yeah. Hold this L, champ.
Jesus.
Hashtag, I got a story to tell. The conversation includes Durant taking umbrage with Charles Barkley, telling Rapoport, tell his baby daddy, Chuck, to be better at his job and frame the questions better. Says, of course it didn't end there after Rapoport provoked KD again by calling him an idiot on his stories.
Wait. Charles Barkley is Rapoport's baby daddy. Is that what?
According to Kevin Durant. he hit back asking for his... Rapoport provoked KD again, calling him an idiot on his stories. KD hit back, asking for his address, saying he'd spit in his face.
Jeez.
Well, it's unclear if these messages are connected or how selective Rapoport was at screenshotting them. They go on to show KD calling him a litany of bad words. Oh, where are these?
Yeah.
They're there.
These are things Kevin Durant called Michael Rapoport.
These are screenshots of DMs. Rapoport tweeted, KD seemed deeply in his feelings with the NBA crew after the game. Damn it, he's super sensitive about everything. Jeez. Don't do the interview. And Kevin Durant DM'd him and said, you a bitch. And Rapoport said, just do the fucking interview. And if you're upset about something they've said, say something. Up there looking like you were going to cry and shit. And Durant said, I did the interview, you dickhead. Tell your baby daddy Chuck to be better at his job and frame his questions better. He gave me two options for that dumbass question. Yes or no.
Jeez, frame your questions better. Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Then somebody, I guess then Rapoport sent him, somebody had already made a meme out of it, out of Kevin Durant, and it says, right. I don't know why they still ask for this idiot's opinion. and it looks like he's like ready to cry. Kevin Durant said, I heard it all before, you cunt.
Whoa.
Chuck doesn't need you as security, you pale, pasty, cum-guzzling bitch. I fucked that up. Chuck doesn't need you as security, you pale, pasty, cum-guzzling bitch.
Wow.
I swear I'm a spit in your face when I see your dirty ass. Bet your life on it. Meet me on West 17th tomorrow at 10. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Catch Steak on the corner. Meet me there, pussy.
Kevin Durant said that.
Again, DMs. these are screenshots that
of DMs
that Michael Rapoport shared. So again, I don't know if this is one continuous.
It's outstanding, is what it is.
Or if these are separate combos because he could have edited it, but who knows?
Yeah.
Rapoport says, go help the kids in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and stop being a fucking puzz. Kevin Durant says, you a bitch for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is cocksuck other men for attention. Trump didn't pay attention to your sorry ass, so now you want to use everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life is a joke, you fucking pale cocksucker. Go get some sun. It's fucking with your brain, piece of shit.
What does he mean by that, though?
Michael Rapoport says, go to Brownsville and help the people that need it, goofball. Kevin Durant says, you go do it, you clown. Good for you, but nobody gives a fuck. Suck a dick and can't wait to tell you all this in person.
Jesus. Kevin Durant said there's that? More. Well, what?
Huh?
Why is he so preoccupied with Michael Rapaport? He's just losing his shit in this moment, I guess.
I guess. And then I don't know what happened here, but there's five laughy cry emojis. And Kevin Durant says, you called your lawyer like the pussy you are. Three lines of ha, 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 ha. You couldn't talk Portnoy talking shit. I don't know what that means. Then defamation of character, question, question, question. Big giant crying emojis, six Jeez. Of them.
Wow.
Pussy ass want a lawyer up. Your wife mad as fuck because you wasting that little bit of money on a lawyer because you can't take a joke. Ha 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 ha. How pussy are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bitch ass.
Kevin Durant.
This is all from Kevin Durant.
Can you read that last bit again? Wait, I just want to be clear. There's no audio of him saying this.
Pussy ass want a lawyer. These are DMs.
Okay.
Pussy ass want a lawyer up. Your wife mad as fuck because you wasting that little bit of money on a lawyer because you can't take a joke. Ha 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 ha. How pussy are you? Your wife doesn't even respect your bitch ass. Now Kevin Durant has been fined $50,000 from the NBA.
Shit, he can afford it. I think
he'll be okay.
I mean. Wow. This would be a coffee table book. If Michael Rapaport, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, please engage this Kevin Durant and then print out all the DMs in a book. And
Who says that's not going to happen?
I mean, it doesn't seem like Michael Rapaport says a whole lot. It's mainly Kevin Durant.
Unusually.
You bitch ass. Your wife doesn't even respect your bitch ass. Wow.
Here is. Oh, I think this is.
No, is
this
there?
This might be some audio. Ooh. Michael.
Some people are confused or surprised that I posted DMs on social media. Call me a rat or a snitch. First of all, this ain't The Sopranos. This ain't Donnie Brasco. Okay, stop watching Law & Order SVU. I've been posting DMs on social media. It's called The Shame Game. Matter of fact, this is a great time for a brand new edition of The Shame Game. The best of edition.
You white piece of shit. I'll kill you for real. Ah!
Justin, you are an ugly motherfucker with a...
So this is a friend of his in the car who's reading the DMs that he gets.
Big meaty bell pepper nose.
It's a $6 Uber ride to get from one side of your forehead to the other.
James Leishman interrupted a perfectly friendly Instagram live story by saying, I hope your wife gets raped.
Wow. This one comes from Gino and Step, who says, I really hope that your wife dies. That's how much I hate when you talk black.
Gino's a proud papa and a piece of shit.
First one comes from Henry de Bronx King, who's...
He's pulling pictures from their Facebook and putting it up and saying, he's a piece of shit. Oh, no.
What a genius show.
This one's not good.
Shit. First one comes from Henry de Bronx King, who says, I hate you, you N-word loving piece of shit. I hope a pack of N-words rapes your wife. Hashtag Trump 2020. Speaking of wives, Henry de Bronx King, I wonder what your wife is going to think about this. And I wonder what she's going to think about that painted on beard that you got going on there.
What the fuck is that?
Where'd you do that? Color me mine?
Jeez, man.
I guess it's a couple of comics.
That's a good show.
Shaming people for their DMs.
Because because you can do that, I guess.
Yeah. He That's does funny. The I Am Rapaport podcast.
Okay.
Controlling the narrative. So many young athletes talk about controlling the narrative. Well, you guys have inspired me to control my own narrative. I just released a brand new banging, fully disruptive emergency. It's an emergency I Am Rapaport stereo podcast where I give an oral history of my relationship of Kevin Durant, how it started, and how we got here. I read every single and all DM. The whole.
Oh, I think I might be listening to that podcast. There you go.
Yeah, that's
a little
good.
Got sidetracked. Sorry, right. But anytime Michael Rapaport's involved.
Yeah, that guy's funny.
Probably going to be funny. He's got issues sometimes too, but.
He's got a what?
He's got issues occasionally.
Yeah.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
We're very excited here.
That is
I mean, I don't, should we postpone Faithless Friday because it's a big Christian day? Are we being, blasphemous?
Well, I think, two times zero is zero. So right. I think it's okay. I mean, God, it's not, I mean, Jesus was nailed to the cross and he bled out and a crow ate his eyeball out. And we're just doing a podcast.
In that movie.
We're just doing a podcast.
In that movie. I don't know. I don't think the crow plucking Jesus' eye out is in the Bible, is it?
Why don't you just choose to believe in Mel Gibson's vision of the crucifixion?
Like after an hour and a half of chunks of skin flying off of this guy's back and 4-inch spikes of thorns nailed into his forehead, and dirt ground into his back as he's bleeding.
You know,
then all of a sudden Mel Gibson, and then he's nailed to the fucking cross, and all that horrible shit happens, and he's poked in the side with a spear. Mel Gibson says, "Not enough.
Yeah,
let's have a bird pluck out his eyeball."
You know, that's a picture.
I wonder if that's biblical.
Oh, absolutely. It's biblical as fucking shit, man. You know. Jim Caviezel, there's a picture of Jim Caviezel.
Siri.
Oh, yeah. You know Jim Caviezel, player of Jesus in the Mel Gibson deal. There's a picture. You've seen pictures of him talking to Mel Gibson while they're both in their director's chair, but he's all like bloodied up and like
having a coffee.
He's at Jesus
smoking a cigarette.
Oh yeah, he's at like crucifixion factor of 10 at this point. There's like all kinds of shit going on. He's chilling. Crucifixion.
Oh well, this is exciting news.
Yes.
You said it would take supernatural another miracle.
You said it would take supernatural, another miracle.
Somebody.
I got these pillows.
He sounds like someone would be like, oh my God, we can't take it. You're going to have to trank him. It's just so. He sounds like a guy who is about to lose his mind every 10 seconds.
Well, I think it's going to happen. I'm going to ask Irish Siri.
Okay.
Did a bird pluck out Jesus's eye while he was on the cross? Thinking. It says, I don't know what it says. It's not helping. It wasn't a great response. And where was she? Why didn't she talk?
And why, you know, I don't know. And a bird would be like, well, why wouldn't I? I'm a bird, and what I do is I scavenge throughout the desert, and I know it might seem gross to you, but a savior's eyeball is better than eating, like, a dung beetle's asshole, I would think. I'm just saying.
Does a dung beetle have an asshole? Is it like a cloaca or something that?
Ask Irish Siri.
What bugs got going on? Little starfish?
You got a cloaca, Mr. Dung Beetle?
So it is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yay.
Here's the rest of my pillow guy, Mike Lindell.
You said it would take supernatural another miracle. That miracle is coming. When I say a 9-0 thing at the Supreme Court, even if they deny it, I'm telling you, that election is getting pulled down. When you have 100% proof of an attack by a foreign country, this is an attack on our country, not just it's on all the people, you know. When Democrats were so afraid of the use of these machines as soon as last spring with Amy Klobuchar and others in the movie Kill Chain, you know, they were afraid. They're saying, and, you know, we're going to.
In the movie?
I believe that's his first movie, or maybe the next one that's coming up.
Kill Chain? In the movie Kill Chain. Sounds, you know, I don't know what the deal is with Mike Lindell's family or who they are, but I. Shame on all of you for letting him do this. You really, this is a guy, tell me this guy doesn't need to be committed. I mean, he's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
We're afraid they're saying, and, you know, our election integrity has gone bye-bye if we have these machines. Well, then just because that's the party that got the benefit from this China attack, what's going to happen is everyone is a Democrat, and they're going to realize by the time we dump all this evidence that, wow, this is an attack by China. This election's going to get pulled down. And I'll say it on your show. I really believe that we will have our president that won 80 million to 66 million in office by August, and that be Donald Trump.
You want to bet, Mike?
Fucking shit, man.
But I want my money quick.
Yes. I mean, God.
Because you're going to need all the cash you can to pay off Dominion and Smartmatic.
You know, that's a guy that you, I could, if you're stuck with that dude, at some point you're just not going to, you don't really want to argue with the guy, because what you want him to do is stop talking about it. Because it would be maddening. Well, imagine being around that all the fucking time. Does his family support him? Nobody from his family has ever spoken out. It's like, my dad's Mike Lindell, and he's a goddamn fucking lunatic.
No, I think some of his kids work for the Pillow Empire.
Right. So
yeah. They don't want to get cut out of the will.
What will? What's going to be left after Dominion sues the shit out? That's why you should get your dad under control, you fucking idiots.
The miracle's coming, according to Mike Lindell.
Wow. He should be in a room with people sitting in a circle and sharing stories and, you know.
Yeah, with lots of padding.
Yeah. And whatever.
And kindergarten scissors.
He needs help. Like, this guy's stuff crazy like that. Yeah. Shit. Well, I mean, you know.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I'm blowing!
What does he scream after that?
I'm blowing here.
I blow. The wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
Oh. I fought in your general direction.
I blow.
Son of a silly person.
You have smelled about the baby.
I wave my private parts at your aunties.
You know, it just frustrates me sometimes that, you know, nobody in this evangelical scene, they never think.
Yeah.
No one ever calls anybody out on this. Nobody ever in the Kenneth Copeland circles never like, you know what? Come on. Really? Do we really believe this? What he's doing? No one thinks he's what Kenneth Copeland's doing is crazy.
$700 million and two fucking private jets.
What a failure of our fucking society to allow everyone to be so fucking stupid that they buy into like lava ding ding dooby dooby and that kind of thing.
COVID-19!
The pips. The really, really white old pips on stage with him, these four old white guys, really don't know what to do for a second after he goes, after he does that.
That's a Christopher Guest moment if I've ever fucking seen one, right?
Because I think the Lord just takes him and they don't exactly rehearse this shit. So they just repeat whatever he says.
Whatever. I don't know. I think.
One guy's got a Bible. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I wonder, not to get too deep into it, but I wonder if this call and repeat thing that they were doing is something that the Pips do with Kenneth Copeland. That it's not like they rehearse, but they've done all these different sort of forms of call and repeat and chanting and.
Right.
You know, and singing and carrying on. It's just like they're doing we're going to do this one, you know.
Oh, they're like musicians, yeah.
Yeah, they have like a, you know.
Sure.
I don't know. it's just so incredibly fucking stupid, all of it. And I don't know what I'm.
It is Faithless Friday. We played clips from this guy before. This is from Right Wing Watch. The. Hank
Kunanen.
He looks like you would think he's got really, really dark hair and eyebrows. Yeah. Really dark hair and eyebrows.
Yeah. Is he a
that does not look quite natural?
Is he an evangelical?
He's a prophet, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And prophesies.
Who told him this?
Well, he hasn't been getting shit right. He fervently has been sticking to Trump's going to be president prophecy.
When is Trump president now? Because it was March, right? It was going to be
March. Well, Mike Lindell says August now.
Why? Based on?
Because I'm going to put out all my evidence. And even if, did you notice he goes, it's going to be 9-0 on the Supreme Court. But even if they don't pick it up, it's going to be out there. He knows they're not going to look at his
shit. Why in the shit would they?
But even if they don't. It's going to be 9-0.
Family of Mike Lindell, here's why you must get him and put him somewhere. This man thinks that whatever he has saved on a hard drive, written on a legal pad, whatever his theory is, that theory not being out in the public is the only reason Trump isn't president. That is mental goddamn illness. It is. That is delusional.
So here's Hank.
That's crazy.
And apparently he's upset about people, let's say like us, making fun of the fact that his prophecy is all bullshit.
I'm sorry. I apologize to this guy, man.
There's two things the scripture is very determined about God. You don't attack the prophets. Psalm 105, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Now, that's not a prophetic, you know, a prophet's, you know, that's just their, you know, handicap or their excuse. No, that God said that. And the second thing you don't do, which they've done, is you don't touch the children. Jesus said, if you touch the children, and they've done it, through trafficking and other things.
Oh, that's you brother. Guys, though. But that's you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll get to Matt Gaetz in a moment.
Time the motherfuck out. That is you motherfuckers. Church people do that. Catholic priests and all these people into these
youth
weird
pastors.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Gosh. Trafficking and other things. He said, it would be better that a millstone be tied around your head than you cause one of these children to stumble. And there has been some very evil, dark, disgusting stuff at the hands of some of these politicians and even people that you think are movie stars. They're movie perverts.
Ooh.
Wait a second.
They're movie perverts.
Can we take it? Who the fuck is this guy again? One more time.
Pastor and prophet Hank Kumanon.
He is crazy, man. I mean,
he's out of his fucking mind.
Disgusting stuff at the hands of some of these politicians and even people that you think are movie stars. They're movie perverts.
Right, come on.
Touch the children.
What the fuck?
And you didn't elect people to the high office of the land to do what they did to the children, and God has had enough.
Defecation.
You get on there as trolls. Do you ever think about the children and the parents that have lost their kids?
You notice how
we've pivoted
from people are calling me out because everything I say about prophecy doesn't come true and I'm a big old liar. He opens with, hey, Jesus said, don't touch the prophets, bitch.
Okay, yeah. Or the children. But then
that was 10 seconds and then pivoted right to don't touch the children. And now we've got a minute and a half of screaming about pedophiles.
So you're saying that he is doing a
deflecting, obfuscating.
Wait. So you're accusing this guy of manipulating his audience.
I am. Yeah.
How could he manipulate them?
Are you listening? You hear them in the background?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom. I'm almost there. Oh, yeah.
The land to do what they did to the children, and God has had enough. So when you get on there as trolls, do you ever think about the children and the parents that have lost their kids? This isn't a joke. So get off my Facebook.
Come on. That's right.
Come on.
Get off his face.
That's right.
Get off. Is his last line, get off my Facebook? That's his last line. He didn't say amen or anything.
None shall pass.
Get off my Facebook. Off drop Mike.
Facebook, said the Lord.
Damn.
From the book of Face, chapter 69, verse 13.
The thing with this prophet guy, it's easy. I listen.
Self-proclaimed, by the way.
Well, yes.
He let us all know that he's.
But they're all like that, though.
Well, yeah.
Why is it? Why?
Because they come back retroactively. Hold on, I have to fix my microphone.
Yes,
because
retroactive prophet.
Little fat dog just knocked over my microphone. they'll go back and say, like tomorrow, one of them will say, the night before this horrible attack on the Capitol, I saw Jesus showed me a car flying towards the police.
God.
Oh, he's a prophet.
Shit.
But they say it 2 days later.
Movie perverts.
9/11 was a big one. Remember there? I knew it was coming. The Lord told me.
But the movie perverts, is this guy in the child shit, is he getting into QAnon?
Oh, yeah, there's that overlap, yeah.
Is that what is happening? And does he, why do we not get a list of the movie perverts he's thinking of?
I think he lets you.
I'm curious.
You know, put that in your own head. You can choose your own pervert. Own
movie pervert.
Yeah, pick your own pervert.
Jesus, this guy.
Swipe left. Let's see.
Don't touch the children.
We've got a Q-loon.
Yay.
I don't think we've played this person before. I don't know who this is. Great name, though. QAnon conspiracy theorist Francine Fosdick.
Fosdick. Francine.
Here's what she has to say about the news that Donald and the lovely Melania secretly took the vaccine.
Right. Yes.
A while ago.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't tell anybody.
Well, they should have, though, because that would have been good.
Yes.
Because a lot of the people that follow them are like vaccine hesitant or just.
And that's why Trump didn't want to tell them that.
Because he wants to use that.
He doesn't want them to know. Yeah.
That's so like, that's a bad trait. That's red flag. If you feel that way, you shouldn't be in charge of people.
So here's the alliterative Francine Fosdick. With her opinion on Trump taking the jab.
Okay.
President Trump said that him and Melania took the vaccine. I can't stress enough that he did not and she did not. I mean, I have a close contact with him. He did not, guys, okay? He's talking about something else.
I don't know whose show she's on, but somebody else in the Zoom call, another woman just busted in laughing her ass off.
You know,
she's delighted that this woman, she knows that Francine has really good contacts that Trump didn't take the vaccine. It's a big lie.
You know, it sounds like we're listening to like just the most fucked up Zoom call world ever. Yeah. I mean, it's they're kind of spooky or something. You know,
creepy. Also was on Fox and admitted, yeah, we had it.
Yeah.
And Trump even said on Fox, like, I think everybody should get it.
Yeah. So what was he doing there? Was he signaling someone?
Maybe Francine has the...
Okay. He's talking about something else. I mean, he's been talking about HCP.
He took a placebo.
Right. Come on, guys. And okay, placebo. And every single person that faked that they got it and the government was a placebo too. They never got the shot.
You know, the jab
with, mRNA. Come on. They're not that stupid.
You know, I just imagine like you're in a cage or something, chained to the wall, and this lunatic is
torturing
you. That's hell. I mean, that would be a good scene. But I mean, you know, these fanatics, there's something. What is it about them? They're very creepy. You know,
there's a creepy level to it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they sound like, I don't know, they're in some underground lab.
Well, and they're nuts. Shit.
Yes, they're fucking crazy. I mean,
they're just nuts. And,
remember, what was the movie with James Caan where he got his fucking legs fucked
Misery?
Up?
Misery?
Yes. Yes. You could end up like that.
Francine hosts a show called Upfront in the Prophetic.
Oh, my God.
Here's another. Oh, well, this is big news.
Okay.
Biden, he took the shot. So that's another way of saying, okay, he's eliminated as well, because that's not really Biden behind that mask. I mean, you know,
his eyes are black. What the other Biden had blue eyes. What happened?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Unless he's totally possessed, which could be, you know, true, taken over by demons. And
so Biden's already been executed. And one of their theories is that somebody wearing a Biden face.
You know, these people sound like
apparently with black eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. These are like if the people in the mountains that lived in Deliverance did podcasts. Like that's what this sounds like to me. There should be a banjo back there.
Oh, this is terrifying.
These are like scary mountain people.
This is from Right Wing Watch. There's a woman, Paula Patrick, who's a judge in Pennsylvania, and she's running for a seat on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. She is on Francine's show.
Damn. What? On this show? You can't be.
And listen.
Fuck.
Listen to who this person also praises.
Okay.
I am excited that she is now running for the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania. Come on now, give her a shout, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast, my dear sister, Judge Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Prophetess Francine. It's just awesome to be here. I love you guys, and I'm so happy to have met you through Prophet Mark Taylor. You guys are tremendous, and I thank you.
Through Prophet Mark Taylor, you guys are tremendous. Hey, I think you should go on this other show. You should go on Francine's Up Front in the Prophetic Show.
I don't know if anyone that has this in voting for
God.
Do not vote for this person. You know, that this is a bad
person.
Do
not vote for this person.
Vote for, I don't know who the other person is, but I would vote for them instead of this person.
Oh my God.
Prophetess. What? I mean, okay.
I have met you through Prophet Mark Taylor. You guys are tremendous. God. And I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Oh, well, anyone can run. You know, it's not saying that she's like the main contender or anything. I'm thinking she's the extreme far right Q loon.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, wing.
We live in this world where we live in a country where that's happening. I mean, you know, they are finding like Q loons are finding their way onto a ballot. I mean,
right? Yeah,
that's not great.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is in Congress.
Yeah. It's bad.
And she shared Q shit.
Yes.
So, there you go.
We are, we want to evolve and become more enlightened and less
like this,
you know? Yeah.
I want everyone to realize what we're living through and what we're witnessing is a coup. This is called a coup. And a coup is a political term. And what it means is an unlawful, unauthorized takeover of a legitimate government.
Michelle Bachmann.
Oh my God.
It was takeover, wasn't it?
God, yes, it was.
Takeover.
Michelle Bachmann, you were in the legislature, right? She was in the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minnesota.
Shame on you. There's some shame here. She should, you're shame on you for pushing this lie. It's a lie.
So she's, you know, she's upsetty pants about, HR 1, you know, the Republicans are terrified of it, which is I think that's the John Lewis voting rights bill, which has all kinds of really good shit in it.
Right.
That will help make it easier to vote and help keep Republicans from stealing. We're getting rid of partisan gerrymandering on both sides. There's a couple of Democratic states that are kind of gerrymandered, and we don't support that.
Right, right, right. And like, if you're against people voting, then you're not down for the spirit of the country, the government we have, right? I mean, it's
right.
And a coup is a political term. And what it means is,
meanwhile, how stupid are the people she thinks she's talking to that she has to explain what a coup is?
I don't know. I mean, I would think these people are pretty stupid.
Political term. And what it means is an unlawful, unauthorized takeover of a legitimate government. America had a legitimate government, but this is an unauthorized, illegal takeover through voter fraud in last November's election. And
oh my God, there was no voter fraud.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's none.
Well,
I mean, there was literally none. Okay, maybe one or two.
Yeah.
But statistically, none.
Right. Right.
And she's pushing the lie.
Yeah.
The big lie.
Absolutely.
In last November's election, and then now HR1 is to forever cement that illegal takeover into place. But make no mistake about it. What we're
watching. So these Democrats making it easier to vote for people and securing people's voting rights.
Right.
Is cementing that evil coup in place.
Why does.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4. I can see 5 other Zoom people.
Yeah.
White.
And what show is Michelle Bachmann on right now? Or is she just Zooming it?
At the bottom of the Zoom, it says WPN prayer call.
Oh, God. Someone does some show.
World Prayer Network.
Oh, the World Prayer Network. Wow, that's important. Well, what are you guys, can you pray differently? I mean, do they think
Well, if they just spent their time praying, I'm all for that.
Do they think their prayers are having, not to shit on what they do, but do they think their prayers do you think their prayers have an effect or working? Do you need to switch anything up? Should they switch something up maybe?
Well, the more they stay inside and pray, the less they annoy us.
So and the less COVID they spread.
But you know, she's out here doing this shit, so.
Right.
So the election was a coup.
Shit.
And she had to then define for people. It was very nice of her.
What's her plan, though? What is her plan? She going to run for president again? She ran.
She's got to keep the grift going.
Yeah. Maybe she goes into like.
What does she got going on?
Is she going to be on, you know, like Fox or something?
On election night, Bachmann boldly asserted that God sealed the election in heaven on behalf of Trump. And since then, she has steadfastly refused to accept that her declaration was premature and ultimately wrong. I want everyone to realize we're living through is a witnessing a coup.
Do you believe in Santa Claus as well? I mean, what? It's sealed in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where at the gumdrop lake over at, you know, Peppermint Stick Island or some shit? I mean, God, she sounds insane. It was sealed in heaven. How? Describe the process. I'm very curious. How is it sealed? Don't you want to know?
Well, yeah, some spackle maybe. And
right.
Made from angel breast milk.
Right. Well, yes, of course.
We've heard of, we've talked about Matt Staver before. He's one of these Liberty Council guys that goes around and defends great people like Kim Davis. She refused to let gay couples get married, right, even though the Supreme Court said she had to, et cetera. So Matt Staver has a new show, Ryan.
Okay.
You'll be excited to hear this. Called The Freedom Alive, it's called.
Freedom Alive.
And God, I'm sad we don't have a clip here. It just is a story about it. But on his TV show, so this is a Christian dude who's virulently anti-gay, works to in every state trying to overturn gay marriage, trying to they sign on to help pass these laws that are like, okay, well, they can get married, but they can't adopt.
Fuck this guy.
And shit like that.
Fuck him.
And they defend these evil Christians that say, I'm not serving you because you're gay.
I'm not making you a gay wedding cake, man. Simpletons.
And ultimately, really. They want to be able to say, you can't come in my restaurant.
But that's not, I'm sorry, that's not the societal contract we have, but motherfuckers.
You know that's where they're going to go. They're going to say, okay, well, the Supreme Court will probably ultimately carve out some bullshit that says, okay, you know, cake decorating and actually participating in the wedding, maybe. You don't have to. But they're going to then say, well, you know, that means in my business, I can say I don't have to let black people in. No. I don't have to let homosexuals in.
No, you can't exist in our government like that because you benefit from the sidewalks and the roads and all this shit.
Exactly.
And the cops, you know. You just can't be, you know, you can't do that.
So
it's 2021.
So he's on this most recent show. He said the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Now he's going anti-vax.
Oh, good.
He calls them so-called vaccines.
Oh, God.
He said they work with a person's DNA.
Woo!
They don't.
Okay.
He said it's shocking and frightening. Think of it like a computer chip.
Okay.
saying that people should think of COVID-19 vaccines as experimental biological agents and experimental gene therapy. It's none of it's true.
Where is he getting this information? What is his source?
His asshole. His nasty, ancient, gray-tinged pucker.
Reboot that starfish, buddy. You're not getting the good info.
Everybody who's getting the quote unquote vaccine, oh, you're the guinea pig, he said.
Yay, thank you. This guy doesn't do anything great.
Right.
He's not a great guy.
So there you go. God, Eric Metaxas, too, another one. Religious right pundit who emceed a high-profile Stop the Steal rally at the National Mall in December tweeted this week, don't get the vaccine, pass it on.
Right. Is that a thing? Pass it on, that's funny. Is that supposed to be funny or something? Well, like I you guess, pass yeah. on the virus? He emceed one of these Stop the Steal things.
He had a Stop the Steal rally.
Is that a gig?
In December.
Though? Like at these Nazi rallies, do they have people that emcee these and it's like a gig?
Oh, I would assume so.
It's like,
yeah.
I just want to apply to people like audition.
It's probably an agent.
Is there a. There must be some sort of maggot entertainment world out there.
Yeah, did you see. I can't wait to see how this
sad,
goes.
But.
Did you see they're starting on Fox? They're going to put a late night comedy show on Fox News.
Okay.
To try to compete with Kimmel.
Right.
And and the other late night guys.
Hosted by Scott Baio.
Greg Gutfeld.
Who's that?
He's on The Five or something like that. Okay. He's on one of those shows. He's the funny guy.
Oh, shit, man.
Allegedly.
Congratulations on your gig, Greg.
Who identifies, I think, as a libertarian.
Oh,
I don't think
nice.
He's as insanely Trumpy.
He wants to be able to shoot me.
But, you know, can't wait for all the yucks to happen over there on Fox late night.
Congratulations, Greg. Next stop, Oscars. Congratulations.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
But right-wing lunatics are never that funny. You know? Have you noticed that?
Well, right.
Because they're, like, hateful, you know?
Representative Matt Gaetz is expected to be indicted within the next few weeks as a former Florida, his buddy.
Yes.
This guy that they've got.
Okay.
Is singing like a boydie.
Oh, shit, man. Damn.
Joe Greenberg, the guy who's been there slapping with all these, all of these charges of sex trafficking and all this shit.
Right.
One of the, I saw some pundits that were talking about it, and they were saying, I think the reason they're piling more, as many charges on this guy as they can is they're trying to get him to squeal on other people.
Yeah.
And let's call one of them Matt Gaetz.
Right, right. Wow.
Because his former Florida official and friend of Matt Gaetz, Joel Greenberg, is believed to have turned on the congressman in the sex trafficking investigation against him.
A2 Brute.
This is the Daily Mail.
Yes.
They say a source close to it told them.
Wow.
Greenberg, who was elected Seminole County tax collector in 2016, is currently in jail awaiting trial after being slapped with a string of charges last year, including sex trafficking a minor between the age of 14 and 17.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, Gaetz was revealed to be under investigation for allegedly engaging in a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old.
I'm following. Are these Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
The 17-year-old on Thursday was reported to be the same girl Greenberg is accused of sex trafficking.
Jeez.
According to the New York Times.
Wow. What great people. Wow. People of Florida, good job. Keep on voting. Keep on voting like this, guys.
The Florida Republican, 38, has furiously denied the allegations, insisting they're part of an alleged $25 million extortion plot by a former Justice Department official, David McGee.
Oh, okay, well, that explains it.
Sources familiar with the matter say Gates's claims, oh, well, this is shocking, are just an attempt to divert attention from his connection to the Greenberg case as the investigation closes in on him. Again, it doesn't matter. If somebody in justice was extorting him, that's bad. They should go to jail. But they're extorting him about something that's real that he is in trubs for.
But in maybe in Matt Gaetz's mind, he was extorted, so it cancels what he did out in some weird, you know, compartmentalization, sociopathic bullshit.
Rest assured, Greenberg has been singing to the feds about his friend Matt Gaetz, which is why Matt is so freaked out.
Okay. Is this guy Greenberg the comptroller or not the
the former Florida official? Yeah. Says. Okay. He was. So Seminole County tax collector.
That's it. He's a tax collector that had all this weird shit going on.
Yes.
When is anybody like, did you guys have jobs in what you're doing, Matt, in tax collector guy? How do they have all this time? How are they trafficking people? And Matt Gaetz is walking around showing people naked pictures of chicks and so stuff. Gross. I mean, you know.
Gaetz's arrest is said to be imminent after the alleged victim, who's not been named, testified before a Florida grand jury this week, saying she had sex with, the conservative Republican before she turned 18.
Okay.
The investigation into Gaetz first spiraled from a probe into Greenberg, who was indicted last summer on 14 felony charges, including sex trafficking, fraud, identity theft, and stalking a former political rival.
What is it?
Of course, he's a Republican.
I mean, what about Nestor and going on? I don't know.
Gaetz caught the attention of investigators in January 2020 after they learned he had accompanied Greenberg on a late night visit to a Florida tax agency.
Oh, shit, yes. That's not, you know, everybody does that.
Sources told the outlet, that's Daily Beast, that Greenberg was caught on surveillance footage visiting a tax collection office in Lake Mary, Florida, where he was allegedly making fake IDs with another man.
Oh, my God.
Revealed to be Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz and this guy
over one weekend in April. He's like, hey, you want to go help me make some fake IDs?
So using like state fucking supplies, Matt Gaetz has time to meet this guy. What are they getting high and making driver's licenses or something?
The following Monday, an employee arrived to find the alarm had not been activated and a number of driver's licenses were scattered over a manager's desk. According to the report, the IDs, which are stored in the office after expiring, are usually kept in a disposal bin to be destroyed. So they were like cutting the pictures out of previous or expired IDs or something like that.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Matt Gaetz has a razor out and he's cutting around and he's painting his picture. Is he getting IDs for people that are minors to make them look like they're adults or something?
Yes. Allegedly.
That seems illegal.
The strange findings prompted the employee to review the camera footage and report it to the office boss.
Yeah, you got to see this shit.
Who later called Greenberg. So he called the tax guy.
Yeah.
When asked if he had visited the office over the weekend, he said, oh, yeah, I was showing Congressman Gaetz what our operation looked like. Did I leave something on?
Okay.
Another text message conversation from September showed that Greenberg had also asked an employee to make a duplicate ID for Gaetz rather than go through the appropriate channels.
Yeah, just make me another fucking ID. I'm at fucking Gaetz. I'm a congressperson, motherfucker.
He wrote, Amy, is there any way to assist one of our congressmen in getting an emergency replacement ID or DL by Tuesday, 2 p.m.? His was lost yesterday and he's got a flight Tuesday. Doesn't have any other form of ID currently on him. Sorry to bother you on Sunday.
Matt Gaetz has to go off to Lolita Island or something like that and he can't wait.
The employee asked the person's name and date of birth. He replied, Matthew Lewis Gaetz II, born May 7th, 1982.
Right. Way to go, guys. Keep electing Matt fucking Gaetz. Look who you were voting for. And is anyone surprised?
No, I don't think so. Maybe Gaetz that he might actually get caught, but these fucking Republicans think they're untouchable.
Are you surprised at this story?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that somebody's fucking him, yeah. But if it's, you know...
Like, he's making IDs.
Trafficked underage girls, then...
He's making IDs.
Not surprising.
With some dude. It sounds like they're having, like...
Hey, man, you want to go help me make some fake IDs? There's a box of ones we're throwing out. We'll make them for these girls.
And nobody seems... It seems like a real chill thing.
Yeah, well...
They left their shit out. Nobody, that's, they haven't watched any movies about this kind of thing. Don't do that.
Federal prosecutors have accused Greenberg of using his position to take surrendered driver's license before they were shredded from the Seminole County Tax Collector's Office. Those driver's licenses were later used to create fake IDs.
God damn. Holy shit, man.
Oh my God. The report comes after new details about the sex trafficking probe against Gaetz, which emerged yesterday, including claims that he paid women via Apple Pay for ecstasy-fueled sex at Florida hotels.
Get some ecstasy for me. I'm gonna fucking send it to your fucking Venmo. And in the subject line, I'll say ecstasy for Matt Gaetz, for me. God, what are these guys? They're brazen, man. I mean...
Gaetz was reportedly first introduced to the women through Greenberg, who investigators believe met the women through sugar daddy websites.
Oh, okay.
Including Seeking Arrangement.
That
where rich men pay women in gifts, travel, fine dining, and allowances in exchange for going on dates with them.
Matt Gaetz pays in ecstasy.
Greenberg then introduced the women to Gaetz, who allegedly also had sex with them.
Okay. Jeez.
Receipts from the mobile payments app, Cash App, and Apple Pay both show both Gaetz and Greenberg sending payments to one woman, and Greenberg sent a payment to a second woman.
Way to cover your tracks. I mean, what kind of investigation did they have to do to break this shit wide open?
Sources are saying the women claim the payments had been for sex with Gaetz and Greenberg. Another person said the men also sometimes paid cash. Well, that's nice.
Right.
The trysts took place in 2019 and 2020, according to the Times. The two men were pictured together on social media with Roger Stone.
Yay!
Who was convicted of lying to Congress in 2017. Gaetz denies ever having paid anyone for sex and has not yet been charged.
What's up with all those?
With any crime.
Fucking the Cash Apps and the Venmos and the Apple Pays, right. Then. I mean... Way to cover
your
tracks.
Well, and the feds probably got his text then. I mean, if they're looking into him for that, they've got his text too. Unless he's, you know, using, was it Telegram? What's the one that's
the right wing nut job thing?
No, WhatsApp. No, there's a, I forget, one of the messaging apps is supposed to be
WhatsApp disappears, right?
But they're all supposed to be really secure, too.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
one. I forget the name of it.
That's, Facebook Messenger.
So, wow.
Right.
That's our representative here.
Oh, that's right. He's looking out for my interests and yours.
Getting far more interesting.
And, like, you know, he wasn't great anyway. I always thought he was kind of a Nazi and a fucking lunatic. And he won by a lot.
Well, you know, also, well, yeah. Anybody with an R in this place
sad.
Is going to get it. But I've also seen a bunch of stories that are like he's the Ted Cruz of Congress. He's one of them. Nobody likes him.
I can see that.
Everybody thinks he's a fucking asshole. And one thing was that none of these, very few of these Republicans, Jim Jordan,
yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a cheerleading section that is.
Right, right.
But like most Republicans are just keeping their mouths shut about him because they hate him.
Is Nancy Pelosi going to expel him? Yeah.
That he's just a mean person. He's a dick.
Okay. Well, let's go through these great qualities of Matt Gaetz.
He, you know, sex trafficking underage girls, and he's mean.
Apparently, he's good with putting together like decoupage or things that. If he can,
he likes to craft.
If he can craft some new.
And he dresses new IDs. Very strange, man. Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, now that Roger got a hold of
him, right?
He was pretty dumpy before. I mean, even like there's pictures of him from a couple of years ago where this like his hair's down, like in a bowl cut and shit like that, and ill-fitted suits, and now he's wearing ill-fitted mobster suits, and his hair looks like Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, he looks so strange. But he was him and Joel Greenberg were making IDs at some government facility or a state.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
He snuck in there.
Well, he runs the place, so he could go in there.
So he was like, fuck it.
He knew there was a bin where they take these all these old IDs to go get shredded.
Yeah.
The people that throw out the old IDs. So he went and grabbed them, and then they went to town, apparently. And they were not real good about covering their tracks. But they probably hired drunk.
But they actually had IDs. They did make IDs when they were there.
Apparently. They just left some scattered out on some table or something.
Listen, Republicans, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify.
Woo. That's Steve Bannon's new.
Splotchify. Yeah. But damn, even this scandal is impressive. I mean, it's impressively insane.
It is.
He's making IDs so he can traffic women out of the country, or
if he's going to go down.
What?
If he's going to go down,
yeah,
go down in flames.
Jeez. Way to go, Florida, too.
There's 5 headlines over at Drudge.
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy, Gates probed for pay sex.
Oh, yeah.
Next headline, MAGA hero in mega mess.
Ooh.
Next headline, he tripped on ecstasy? The next one, friend has been singing to the feds. And this one says the texts. Well, hello.
Oh, my gosh. The texts. We have the texts.
In late January 2020, U.S. Secret Service agents received information that Representative Matt Gaetz had accompanied a Florida County tax official when they were already investigating on an unusual nighttime visit to a government office where the local official was allegedly making fake IDs.
Okay.
It's from the Daily Beast. The tip to the feds came in a text message conversation that Joel Greenberg had with an employee trying to explain why they were both in the office one weekend 2 years earlier. Okay. So that's what happened.
Okay. I mean, why didn't they just pick their shit up and throw it away and then wipe security footage? Everybody would have, anybody that's watched a movie about, you know, heist kind of shit. It's
dun, 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 dun.
Wouldn't you think to wipe the security footage? Of me going in, if you're going in there and making IDs. And
well,
shit.
No, I might go. Well, I would go in there and then try to surreptitiously grab that bin and get the fuck out, or grab a handful of IDs and get the fuck out. I wouldn't spread them on the table. Grainy surveillance footage captured Greenberg standing near a manager's desk with another man.
Okay.
Greenberg forgot to set the alarm on the way out, which concerned the assistant branch manager when she walked into the office Monday morning. That employee was surprised to find that driver's licenses, which are normally turned in when expired at the tax office for shredding, were scattered all over the desk instead of in the appropriate disposal
bag. They were fucked up.
They had to be.
Because that is so stupid.
She reviewed the camera footage, alerted her boss, who in turn contacted Greenberg. We talked about that already.
Wow. Way to break. Guys, Jesus Christ.
Oh, and there's a screen cap of the actual... This guy said, did you happen to visit the Lake Mary office on the weekend? And Greenberg said, yes, I was showing Congressman Matt Gaetz what our operation looked like. Did I leave something on?
God damn. I mean, come on, guys. You left shit all over the place. I mean, this is... I guess you were fucked up and you're like, you know, mate, these guys, they don't think they're ever going to get in trouble.
Right.
They're arrogant.
And this was 2018, 2019.
Oh, Trump was in charge.
Trump will wave the magic pardon like he did with Roger.
Right.
This is a great story.
They're coked out of their minds. They're drunk. They're fucking making IDs. The two of them making IDs.
Right. A couple of assholes.
I mean, why wouldn't they? I would think, Matt Gaetz, you're a congressperson. Why do you want to make someone go make an ID for you?
Yeah.
It seems like a good idea rather than going. You just wanted to go, didn't you, dickhead? That he wanted to go.
Well, yeah. I think they're having fun. Elsewhere in the news, MLB doing something right.
Right.
Major League Baseball has announced they will be moving the All-Star game out of Georgia.
Cancel culture!
Scheduled for July.
Right.
Because of this ridiculous, of these ridiculous voter suppression laws they passed.
They're making it so people can't vote.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, announced his decision today. Quote, I've decided the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating the event. Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box.
Well, don't go to Texas, right? Because aren't they in the middle of passing their own bad shit?
And here.
Well, don't come to Florida.
Here in Florida. They're you're gonna run salivating out of places. Here, yeah. And the Republicans, of course, are squealing victimhood.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're the grievance culture.
He blasted MLB's decision. Major League Baseball caved to fear, political opportunism, and liberal lies. Georgians and all Americans should fully understand what the MLB's knee-jerk decision means. Cancel culture and woke political activists are coming for every aspect of your life, sports included.
Listen, dickhead, what about the right to vote? You're voting. Isn't that like a fundamental, like, building block of our fucking society, whatever that fucking means?
You well, know, like it's yeah, a, for white landowning, dudes. Yeah, that's,
yes. Well, I mean, voting's important.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms predicted Major League Baseball's decision is likely the first of many dominoes to fall until the unnecessary barriers put in place to restrict access to the ballot box are removed.
No more Walking Dead. No more Walking Dead. They film in Georgia. They're not going to shoot there any fucking more.
Tyler Perry shoots all of his Empire's shit in Atlanta, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of business in that state. It's not a reasonable position to want to restrict someone's voting rights.
Stacey Abrams, voting rights activist, former gubernatorial candidate, said she was disappointed in baseball's decision to move the game, but proud of the stance on voting rights.
Yeah.
State Republicans, she said, traded economic opportunity for suppression. She urged events and productions to come and speak out.
Yeah.
Or stay and fight. So she's, you know, she's worried about jobs and stuff like that for the people in her state.
But Stacey, you have to understand that that's the only way these Krakens are ever going to win.
Right.
They
kick
have
them,
to do
kick
this.
Them in their purses. Yeah.
They have their nothing to purses. Offer anyone. The only thing they do is make tax cuts for really rich fucking people. Not news.
Kemp and other supporters said the overhaul will increase confidence in the voting system.
Oh, yes.
But election officials, including the Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, said there was no evidence of widespread fraud in three separate accounts. Recounts upheld the result.
Right. But we are having voter suppression.
Well, right. They're on Trump's lie in every single fucking state. Republicans are trying to pass laws to keep people from voting because of the fraud, Ryan.
Well, it's insidious. This that didn't happen. I mean, we can't have these goddamn laws based on nothing, based on the only reason Trump said that the Democrats cheated. They didn't cheat. There's no fraud.
But baseball's also moving its draft from Atlanta.
Right. Sorry, guys. Go fuck yourself. Fix your voter suppression bullshit.
The Braves are sad.
The they're going to move Stone Mountain.
They're not going to have. Right, right.
Actually,
that's going to happen.
They could probably the one with the Confederate generals. They're fine with that.
Georgia companies and events have faced growing threats of boycotts from voting rights activists who say local corporations should have done more to oppose the legislation before it was signed into law. Some of these fuckers donated to these exact Republican state legislator twats that voted for all this shit. So fuck them. Coke and Delta.
Yeah.
Suck our dicks. You guys gave these guys money.
They thought it would be easier to handle the optics rather than they could play both ends, right?
Oh, yeah. We donate to all sides. We donate to both sides. Blah, 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 blah. No, you don't. You donate to whoever's going to lower your taxes.
Right.
And
right.
Gee, who would that? Or whoever's going to let you pollute. Or whoever's going to let you bust unions.
Can I guess? I'm going to say that. That's going to be the Republicans.
Ding, 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 ding. Coca-Cola and Delta have sharply criticized the new legislation, infuriating Republican leaders.
Oh.
So infuriating them that there was a brief attempt to rescind a lucrative tax break benefiting the airline. So they were going to say, no tax break for you, Delta.
Wait.
Well, fine. Fuck them. But some blue state will be happy to say, hey, come on, Delta. We'll give you a little bit of a tax break, which I don't agree with. I pay your taxes. But some blue state will take them.
Yeah, an airport makes money, right? I mean, you don't have to give an airport, you know.
And I think there was a state or two that have been trolling and like have tweeted like, hey, you know, hey, Delta, if you guys want to move.
Yeah. I mean, what's the end game, though, with these Republicans? That's why corporations should be nervous.
The destruction of democracy and the rule from the minority, like South Africa.
I mean, what does Mike Lindell ultimately think? That he is going to eventually wiggle his way into some, like, fiefdom that he's an overlord for and...
I have a castle,
I don't know. My pillow castle, a little army.
I think he really believes that he's Don Quixote, but
he thinks he's
Don Quixote. He thinks he's saving the world.
Oh, and the windmill is the stop.
Tilting
steal.
The windmills, right.
Jeez. He's the man of...
I am Don Quixote, the man of La Mancha.
It's the pillow of La Mancha. My pillow of La Mancha.
Did you ever do that show?
Yes, I played...
Oh, did you? Were you Sancho?
No, I played the Padre.
The windmill? Oh. I don't remember the Padre.
You're only thinking of him. You're only thinking of him. Something, 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 something.
So there you go. Good for MLB.
Yeah, man.
And
fuck yeah.
You know, I understand that the Georgia officials need to, like Stacey Abrams and them, need to say, well, you know, we prefer you not hurt the businesses of Georgia.
Yeah.
But we understand.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, how do you tolerate that? It's not tolerable. People have to be represented in the fucking government. That's the deal.
Right.
It's a deal breaker. This fucking law.
Got one of the comments. Facebook doesn't respect my right to one person, one vote. Insanity. Done with baseball forever.
Oh my God. Jeez.
This person says, shut up. You'll be watching baseball just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Kudos to MLB for taking a stand against this racist ass Jim Crow law passed to suppress black and minority votes. Hopefully other companies follow suit and do the same thing economically until these good old boys learn from their racist white Aryan ways.
Yeah, man. And like, it's going to keep, it has to be fought in Georgia because it's going to happen in every other fucking state, every other red state or any state where there's like a Republican legislature. You're going to pass whacked out, you know, voter suppression and laws if it works.
And hopefully other states that are Crisco-ing their hands to feverishly fap to the chance to do this elsewhere. Hopefully they will
send down four more tubs of Crisco.
They will. Yeah.
We're running out. Damn.
Hopefully they'll they'll see that there may be consequences for this. Georgia passed this shit and people are going to leave. Businesses are leaving. And that's what happened with that abortion law. Remember? That one abortion law?
Yes.
When they started canceling shit?
Well, who
and then they backtracked.
But who wants to have their employees live like that?
Right. Right.
That's crazy. You know, you might not, I don't know if you know this or not, but in the South, some people actually use Crisco as like a tanning lotion. They lay out and put Crisco on their skin because it tans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so fucked up. It's like lard.
Vaseline, I've seen people put.
But I'm talking about Crisco is lard, right? It's just like fat you're rubbing on your.
Well, yeah. Why not?
It's gross, man. I mean.
Why not?
It's bad for you. I would imagine it's bad for your skin, right? I mean, it burns your skin.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Crisco
I'm gonna pepper
itself
my
might not be that awful. I don't know about that, but.
The sun.
Going out to amplify the sun's rays, right. Maybe a little on the skin cancer-y kind of path.
Absolutely.
One might suggest.
Yeah.
Here's another baseball story.
Yes.
And a Faithless Friday story at the same time. Interestingly enough.
Right.
New York Times.
Failing.
L-E-E-L-I-E Kligman is a high school baseball phenom well on his way to a possible major league career.
Okay.
Except for one thing.
Okay.
He is a fundamentalist Orthodox Jew, I believe.
Okay.
Shomer Shabbat, which among other things means he will not play baseball starting Friday night, lasting through sunset on Saturday.
You know, this has come up before. There was a player that had this issue before in the playoffs at some point. I don't remember who it was, but he was a big fucking star. And
it says, even if a big team were to offer Kligman a $10 million signing bonus with the promise that he would be playing in front of 40,000 people later this summer, provided he agrees to play on the Sabbath, he insists that he will stand firm in his conviction. No, the day of Shabbos is for God. I'm not going to change that, he said.
Well, in the Big Lebowski, I don't roll on Shabbos.
I don't roll on Shabbos,
motherfucker. Hey, well, roll on Shabbos, man. Go make your money. This God shit isn't real. I'm sorry, Kligman or whoever you are. Just, it's okay. Yeah, you can go play baseball, man. Is that insensitive of me? It just, you know.
Professional teams. Well,
what are you going to do one day if you wake up and you're like, I'm a fucking atheist? God, oh, my God, I should have taken that baseball deal.
Can't some rabbi cast some magic over him and say, you know, go ahead. God wants you to go ahead.
Right. Have someone chew on your foreskin.
God will be okay with it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There must be some magic. There always must be some magic.
Professional teams play a lot of games on Friday night and Saturday afternoons. So do college teams. What happens when a player says right from the beginning that I will not play during that stretch of time?
I don't know.
It could mean they don't bother signing him at all, which is won't be religious discrimination, but you know they'll claim that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but it's not. Right. If I have a store that is open on Sundays and you're a Chick-fil-A person who says, I don't work on Sundays, that's the Lord's day. I say, well, I'm not going to hire you. I need someone for Sunday.
You know what?
And they can't say you're religiously discriminating against me.
Show me his stats. Is he good? He's good, right?
Yeah, he's yeah.
What position again?
It was Sandy Koufax, by the way. That didn't play in a World Series game that conflicted with Shabbos, I think.
Yeah.
He's a catcher.
Oh, a catcher?
And catchers don't play every single day. Yes, that is a way to accommodate his religious wishes without hurting a team, it says.
No, you see, you let him go through this process, and he's a great player, right? You let his value, he's getting devalued because nobody wants to deal with that. Then you swoop in and say, hey, I'll take you. I don't give a shit. You got to arrest these guys anyway, like you said. Now you got a discounted catcher.
So his high school coach says that that he's training. He's got the, they think that could be his best long-term route to a career He's got the arms, the hands, and the brains for the position. And they hope that if he makes it to the professional rank, they could just give him Friday and Saturday off.
Yeah, and you just rest him.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, if he's really good, there's usually not a lot of great hitting catchers out there.
So there we go.
Right.
We shall see.
Yeah. And you get you get some defensive whiz to play on the days he's not there, you know.
If anything, the story reminds us of Chick-fil-A's attempts to be in airports. The chain is closed on Sundays due to the founder's Christian beliefs, which you would think would be a deal breaker for airports looking to capitalize on travelers spending money. But as one airport administrator put it, the place is still a major draw. They're going to make the revenue in 6 days that some of our units don't make in seven. So in other words, even with the handicap with both sides, no up in front, the chain still brings in value to the airport.
Great. So I'm there on Sunday. I'm flying on Sunday. Now I have one last choice because Chick-fil-A's not going to open the fuck up on Sunday because of nothing that exists in the fucking sky. Fuck them.
Oh, crazy.
It's fuck Chick-fil-A. You hate chicken.
Everybody, so hopefully they'll find an accommodation for this person. But I mean, again, you know, if your religion is that strict and that dickish, then that they can't give special dispensation for shit like that.
Right.
Then fuck your religion. Your religion is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but think about the player. If he didn't have that, what he would be worth. But now, because he has that, what is he worth? And then all you got to do is you think about how much you're gonna save, and you just get another guy.
Right.
You know.
And what if he hits really, really well, and you want to play him on a Friday or a Saturday?
Well,
you want to put him in.
What I would do, I do what you said. I would find a rabbi, and I would say, I need you.
Have a guy play a rabbi.
Yes. I'm having you
find
a
somebody
satchel of cash.
To play a rabbi.
To leave some shit over him so he can fucking bat tomorrow, man. Or, no, what you do is you... This is evil, but what you do is you go into his electronics and all that shit, and you just reset everything a day earlier so he doesn't know. He thinks Saturday is Friday. It doesn't make a fucking difference, you know? And eventually, I don't know how you figure it out after.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yeah.
Join us. We do this every, not Faithless Friday, but we do the show 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon or the banner on our webpage. Every time you use it, when you go buy shit from Amazon, we get a little commission on it.
We get paid, baby.
Our neighbors to the north and
Canada.
And we discovered scant 10 miles to the west.
Oh, my gosh.
From where we are right now.
I was about to say Canada. But
I was checking a map and over there in Perdido.
Yeah.
Perdido Bay, the half right down the center of it is the Alabama Florida state line. And that's only 10 miles as El Crow would El Flyo.
As Jim Crow
after
flies.
It plucked the Lord Jesus's eye out.
Yeah.
It would fly northwestish. And hit Alabama in only 10 miles where we are right now.
I wonder what that bird was thinking when he landed on Jesus. He's eating his skin and stuff. It's like, wow, is this Jesus?
Or I think he was thinking, know? I'm a CG bird.
Right. Oh, they didn't get real birds.
Did, but I think the one that was like eye plucking may have.
Right. They don't have a trained vulture.
Didn't have Caviezel lose an eye for the role.
Jim, I'm going to need you to stand real still and not make any sudden fucking movements. Now, I trust you prayed, right?
Alabama is now there's they've tried to pass a law banning yoga in schools because it's from the devil.
Yoga. You know what? We've seen this
religious
story before.
Oh,
this has happened before.
Alabama's attempt to override the state's yoga in schools ban was already eye roll inducing when we learned the bill came with the caveat that school. So they're trying to get rid of it. Maybe
because it's
there is a ban.
Okay.
But then their attempt to allow it back in school was had the caveat that schools would be prohibited from using words like Om Namaste in connection with the activity.
Holy shit, you simpletons!
And yet,
Namaste!
Alabama Republicans think even that concession isn't enough. Republicans, with the help of right-wing Christian hate groups, have delayed the bill again. Quote, the Alabama State Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday did not advance the bill after a public hearing in which representatives from two conservative groups objected, saying they're worried it could lead to the promotion of Hinduism or guided meditation practices.
Or maybe when you're older, you won't throw your fucking back out because you did yoga. You did satanic practice. You did downward facing the devil dog.
The Alabama lawmaker sponsoring the bill is a former college athlete and said it's about exercise and not religion.
It's not even, you're not, these people aren't worth a rebuttal. This is stupid.
Representative Jeremy Gray of Opa-locka, Democrat.
Okay.
Says this whole notion that if you do yoga, you'll become Hindu. I've been doing yoga for 10 years. I go to church. I'm very much a Christian. Well, I'm sure the Republicans would think otherwise.
Well, you're limber, but this Christian motherfucker's limber because he does the Hindi art of yoga. How stupid.
It's not just conservative groups, Christian hate groups. The Eagle Forum of Alabama, who's affiliated with the late evil old bat Phyllis Schlafly, who famously opposed the Equal Rights Amendment and continued to oppose LGBT rights and feminism.
We ain't gonna have any yoga motherfuckers walking about Alabama with these mats and water bottles. Fuck them.
The theocracy-loving Foundation for Moral Law. Doesn't that sound great? Guess who they're connected to? Roy Moore.
Hell yeah. Oh, Roy Moore. Okay.
The director of the Eagle Forum of Alabama said yoga is a very big part of the Hindu religion.
Is it? Who gives a fuck?
And she said this bill is unnecessary. They can already do stretches.
That's what yoga is, though. Fuck. You fuck. It's the art of stretching and shit. That people,
she says, quote,
figured out.
If this bill passes, then instructors will be able to come into classrooms as young as kindergarten and bring these children through guided imagery, which is a spiritual exercise. It's outside their parents' view.
Oh,
and we
God.
Just believe that this is not appropriate.
Oh, it's just not. What if someone comes into the classroom and teaches our fucking kids something?
How breathe horrible. And relax.
Yoga
and stretch
good.
And reach out and connect and oh my God.
Yoga is good. Do you think yoga is good or satanic or evil? Wow.
One guy, the senior counsel for the Foundation for Moral Law, said Whoa. Schools could have yoga clubs instead, or parents could sign forms stating that they understand the Hindu origins of this.
No, I want all the Hindu origins and the satanic origins and all the sinful origins of yoga as I stretch out in a fucking plank.
It's group stretching.
Yes.
And relaxing and breathing.
The sun salutations where you worship satanic sun.
I've taken yoga classes. I'm not a Hindu. I haven't converted.
Is it true when you do the child's pose, you're really bowing down to Ganesh?
Oh, of course. You're licking his big old elephant-y testicles.
Oh boy, it's if you live a life, if anyone really sincerely believes that yoga is the root of any kind of evil in someone's life, I can't imagine the other shit you're afraid of. Try some yoga, fucknut. Get a yoga mat, lay down on it, and stretch out.
And I thought their God's all powerful and shit. How fragile are they?
No, the God
that their kid's gonna do some stretches and all of a sudden be asking where Shiva is.
Well, I think we could say that God is an angry, spiteful little cunt at times. I mean,
well, Yahweh in that book, evidence, yeah, sure.
You know, be careful of yoga, everyone. Who knows? You'll be Hindu. It'll turn you Hindu.
So, we talked about a little bit when our Alaska correspondent told us that Lisa Murkowski is now being ouch is now being she's being Lisa Murkowski's being primaried.
Come on, Shelby. It's just a dog, man. It's just a dog walking down the street. The dog is allowed to exist.
She's being primaried from the right, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
By Kelly Chibaka, T S H Chibaka.
Oh, right, right, yes.
T S H I B A K I A.
Okay.
She's an Alaskan state official. Who announced that she's resigning her job as the commissioner for the Department of Administration in order to focus on her upcoming race. Totally Trumpy.
Yeah.
And it says, with Alaska's new ranked choice voting rules, well, that's great. Primary challenges aren't as threatening as they used to be, especially when there's no Democrat at the moment who could run neck and neck with her. But there's something to keep an eye on. She's not just a conservative Christian. She's crazy.
She's actually Christian. Not. Oh, okay.
Before moving to Alaska for political reasons. So she moved to Alaska to find somewhere to run. She spent years running the Mount Vernon Foursquare Church in Alexandria, Virginia.
Why is she? Okay. Never mind. Now she's in Alaska running it, or she wants to be their senator.
And we have a clip of her preaching.
Oh.
To her Washington, D.C. Congregation.
Yay!
This is the person running for Senate
against
Lisa Murkowski in Alaska.
Totally. Absolutely. It's a great question, Joshua. I'm singing all the time. One of my favorite things to do, work, the grocery store, anywhere in public, sing in tongues. Nobody thinks it's weird. They just think that you are la di yada yada seri yada po manaya edelina yada. You are just so happy. You are just so filled with light. I'm like, I know it's Jesus singing through me. Betty yada kasom, I need some more peas.
Betty yada kasom, I need some more peas.
You need more peas? You go get more peas. Why are you singing about it? Wait, does God need more peas? What does it mean? Is that code?
It's Jesus singing through me. Betty at a kasom, I need some more peas. Booty at a kashoman. Everyone just treats it like it's humming. But if I were to walk through the grocery store going, body at a kasai, yada kata, clear up! There's a crazy in aisle three, right? It's amazing what a little bit of tune will do. When I.
There you go.
Wait,
and
a
little
second.
Advice.
Wait
also, if you feel
pump the fucking brakes.
If you feel the Holy Spirit crawling in your holes as you're walking somewhere in public, just start singing, and apparently people will.
That person's running for Senate.
Think you're less crazy? Yes.
Well, that person can't win. I mean, that's just too much. I mean, you can't really.
Maybe not in Alaska. Hopefully, they're not.
I need some peas.
They're not that cray in Alaska.
Serious. We're in a serious time. We need serious people doing things. And she's clicking her tongue.
She says, that's when I realized God loves it when I try to talk in my spirit language.
Sure.
He thinks it's so cute that the only person in the world who can understand me is him. And if he gave me the freedom to just start sounding like an 18-month-old, because in my spirit, I probably was just 18 months old.
God, I'm telling you this. God is like, I don't know what you're talking about. And, I don't know.
And then what happened is, over time, I'd start to notice sentences or phrases. Or if you listen to it now, if you were to record it, you could tell there's a syntax and there's a grammar. And I can tell with my brain that it's a real language.
She
can
tell. Is she recording her own shit and playing it?
She can tell with her brain. She can tell with her brain.
Okay, that it's her own language.
I can tell with my brain that it's a real language. So the things that your spirit needs to know and be reassured of, that's what's happening. When I'm praying in tongues, my brain oftentimes is active. Oftentimes, not all the time.
I think
it's often active.
I mean, what do we need to do to get things under control with these people? I mean, this is
my brain is oftentimes active. That's just because I've got this high-powered brain that never stops and drives me crazy. Oh. And so what I'll often do is I will send it on another assignment.
I think what you need to do with your brain is send it on the assignment where you take a pharmaceutical and maybe have a nap.
I think she may have.
She's, oh, this is medicated.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah, everybody.
That something needs adjusting.
Can you imagine that's my mom or that's my sister or something like that?
Yeah.
Loop-a-doo-boo-boo.
I don't think the wine and the lithium mix real well.
If I'm just walking through the grocery store and I start going, skilly-loo-loo-loo-loo, people look at me strange. But if I just add a little tone, skilly-loo-loo-loo-loo. I mean, is she teaching religious fanatics how to not look crazy when they're doing their shit? Good luck.
Yeah.
That's quite a, is that a niche?
I speak in tongues in haiku.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there you go. Congratulations, Alaska. You guys have another one.
And congratulations, you guys Planet.
Have another very, very entertaining candidate.
Why does somebody just move to Alaska just to run for something? That's just not fair. The people of Alaska might be saddled with scoobly deep 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 beep because she has money.
Right.
Great system.
More proof that these Christianists just really don't think things out.
Right.
We've got one of the more odious evil frauds out there. Franklin Graham, who's second gen odious fraud.
Right.
At least Billy seemed to have some humanity in him occasionally.
Yeah.
Franklin ain't got no humanity in him. He's a crazy Trumpy lunatic Christian.
Right.
Franklin, though he did upset his flock last week when he said they should get vaccinated. So many of them were pissed.
That's funny.
But he tweeted a couple days ago.
Tweeted.
Or Facebooked. Right after they had finally gotten that Hillary Clinton sex trafficking ship free in the Suez Canal.
Oh, yes. I forgot. Uma Abedin was aboard.
Right.
Wearing faces.
Here at Forbes, he tweeted a Forbes story. This is Franklin Graham. A full moon helped to finally free the stuck boat.
Okay.
Did God lend a hand in freeing the ever given? After a week of blocking trade on Monday, a higher than normal tide brought on by an old fashioned supermoon helped to free the massive container ship. I read that this ship is 20 times heavier than the Eiffel Tower. Now the backup of 300 cargo ships can resume passing through the Suez Canal. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And thanks, Obama.
But here's something.
Okay.
It was not a spontaneous super new moon. Ooh. We knew it was coming because we have this thing called science.
Yes.
So they knew that when this day came around, if the ship hadn't been freed, that they would have a better chance because the super moon would bring a little bit bigger tide.
I think
it wasn't a spontaneous miracle where all of a sudden the moon appeared.
Right, right. Well, listen, I think these experts.
But there's another detail.
Yeah.
Well, who God put it there in the first place?
Yeah, why did God allow that?
Right.
Well, that's a mysterious way. We don't know. God is constantly testing us. So this was a test.
Right.
It's a big test.
He sent that storm that fucked everything up.
It is crazy that there's no higher being would run things like this. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're going to be all powerful and shit. And God moved his hand. God took his dick out and poked the end of the boat and it made it out of the canal. Right.
$10 billion worth of cargo was delayed.
Why didn't God do something earlier?
And in some cases, it was food that may be going to waste or went to waste. Egypt lost an estimated $90 million in tolls.
Oh, shit. Well, why doesn't God reimburse or something?
But Franklin Graham thinks that God sent a super secret special supermoon.
Franklin Graham is the guy that's running around taking the weird pictures of people.
No, Bill, that's Falwell Jr.
That's right.
Okay. With the pool boy.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I understand then. Another second generation fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so easy to get those two interchanged. They almost, you could, if you're writing a screenplay, you would just combine the two characters because why would you need both? They both suck. They both do similar things.
Did you hear one of the Capitol riot fucks was trying to get out of jail before his trial?
Oh, really?
Said basically, you don't need to monitor me. I'm a Christian.
Au contraire. I don't know if you know that some of these Christians can really do some bad shit. I don't know. If
and this
noticed.
Is that baked Alaska fuck. This is the one of the most notorious.
Oh, yeah.
And not only
he's planned
not
it.
Only an insurrectionist who was live streaming when he was there, but he's a guy who goes into businesses before this that are wearing masks and live trolls them. Yelling about his freedoms and the poor minimum wage workers at some fucking Starbucks or something have to deal with this asshole.
I mean, you know, that's atrocious. I don't know. I don't know how you fit a guy like that in society. Intolerable.
Oh, here.
Let's call Trump. Yes. Dude,
this is in Pelosi's office.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get the phone to work. And that's right. Him. Let's call Trump.
What a fucking idiot.
Let's call Trump. Yes. Let's tell Trump what's up.
Trump would be very upset.
And he'd be like, no, just say we love him. We love you, bro. No, he'll be happy. What do you mean? We're fighting for Trump. Hey, hold up.
I can't get an outside line. I can call the U.S. Senate, apparently. Okay.
So this is Baked Alaska.
Right, right.
Who, by the way, had tested positive for COVID.
While he was there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These fucking maggots, man. So gross.
The what a strange name. Anthime? Anthime? A-N-T-H-I-M-E is his first name, his real first name. Anthime? Joseph Gionet.
Yeah.
Also known as Internet Troll Baked Alaska.
Yay.
Stormed the Capitol in January, made it perfectly clear he wanted to overturn the election. He wasn't going to let cops get in his way. At one point, he said, screaming at a cop, "You're a fucking oath breaker, you piece of shit."
Oath breaker?
Shouted, "Fuck you," at the officer. Four times, screamed, "You broke your oath to the Constitution."
Jeez, what an asshole.
Another time in the video, he can be heard screaming, "Unleash the Kraken, let's go. America first is inevitable. God. Fuck globalists, let's go."
You know, this Baked Alaska, I'm just saying, he is a dullard. This is a dullard, right?
Well, his lawyer is trying to downplay his actions, saying he never explicitly called for violence.
We're fighting for Trump. Let's call Trump. And
quote, citing his Christian upbringing and schooling in a private Christian institution, the motion adds, "Mr. Gionet does not come from a background of violence and disdain for law enforcement." Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Well, you're a fucking oath breaker, you piece of shit.
I mean, if he didn't, how did it turn out?
He doesn't disdain law enforcement. he should be allowed to wait for his trial without a GPS monitor.
Oh, well, sorry. Insurrectionist Baked Alaska is kind of scary and a wacko, and who knows what he's up to.
So we'll see what comes of that decision. I'm thinking the judge will probably tell him to fuck off because the judges don't seem to be letting a lot of these guys out.
The Capitol.
Right.
That's, I mean, I don't know. It's the comparison. If it was a Black Lives Matter thing, everybody would have been dead.
Oh, well, and it would have looked different from the beginning. It would have been, it would have looked like Nazi Germany with all the parading around cops in riot gear.
Yeah.
Except for they would have to put special cod pieces on to accommodate their hard-ons.
We don't need no Viagra tonight.
Oh, no. Wait a second.
Yes.
Orlando Weekly is reporting.
Okay. Is this a Matt Gaetz update?
Yeah, that
of course.
That Florida state rep named Anna Escomney says that Seminole County former that Joel Greenberg Gates's bud that's right. probably singing on him.
My friend
sent her a weird AF, weird as fuck,
right.
voicemail message.
Ooh.
She posted a thread on a thread to Twitter saying both men called her phone on July 4th, 2019 and left unsolicited messages.
Right.
She said, he called me. I didn't pick up. Again, I barely talked to him. He left a voicemail and it wasn't just him. He was with Matt Gaetz too. I shared the voicemail with a few different people. Because it was so weird, I didn't realize they were friends.
Yeah.
Okay. It was Joel wishing me happy 4th. He said there was someone who wanted to say hi, and then it was Matt who says hi and referred to me as the future of the Democratic Party.
Wow.
He pushed me to have lunch with him after he kind of sort of apologized. I picked a very public place to meet. It was the weirdest meeting I've ever had. I'm pretty sure he was high the entire time, too.
Wow.
Like weed? I guess she ran for something as a Democrat. He also tried donating $100. Oh, no, this is Greenberg.
Okay.
Not Gates.
Oh, okay.
He also tried donating $100 to both my 2018-2020 campaign, unsolicited by me. I redonated his first $100 to a Muslim-led organization, nice. And I refunded the second. We weren't even in any communication yet he would donate to me. It was so weird, she said.
Yeah.
She also called on Greenberg to resign in 2018 after he was caught posting Islamophobic messages on social media.
Right, right.
Here we have the voicemail.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My dear Anna, this is your favorite tax collector. I'm up in the panhandle with your favorite U.S. Congressman, Mr. Gaetz.
Hi, Anna.
And we're just chatting about you and talking about your lovely qualities and
We think you're the future of the Democratic Party in Florida.
Well, see, I know you're the future of it, so there's no thinking involved. Anyway, if you get this and you feel like chatting, give me a shout back. Hope you're well. Hope you had a nice 4th. Later.
What later. The? This is
later.
This is like later.
They are douchebags. These are douchebags.
This is from 2019. So this is like.
Hey, Anna.
Hey, Anna. I got somebody here with me.
I'm Creepy Matt Gaetz. We were making IDs earlier so we could, you know, sex traffic underage people somewhere.
Right.
Even though, what is this guy up to? God,
this is amazing.
What is he doing? But you, doesn't he but this is have a this, job?
This is a gift from the universe, though. Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, horrific for all of the victims, hi, obviously.
Hi, Anna. I'm stupid as shit.
The fact that these guys, the fact that Billy Barr kept it quiet until he waddled out,
yeah,
is telling,
right?
And he didn't squash it,
right? Because he couldn't.
It means it's bad,
yeah.
And now Merrick Garland ain't going to sit on that shit.
No, fuck no, please.
We got to get out of here quickly.
Holy shit!
What a amazing weekend.
Absolutely
an amazing week.
Right.
Oh, I think we dropped out already.
Matt Gaetz might be arrested by the time we're back.
Maybe.
Shit.
We'll be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a wonderful, great, safe, COVID-free weekend, everybody. And keep your daughters away from Matt Gaetz.
Viva la resistance.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.